pictures?
So I got damage in my, in the ceiling, just outside, in the patio. And I was just looking at it because when it rained, there was water pouring. And now that I see it, there seems to be a small hole on the second layer above the, it looks like there's damage to both the layers.
Yes.
So my question really is, how do I go about fixing it?
Well, the first thing you're going to want to do is you have a little roof leak there. So let's analyze the overall condition of the roof. Let's take a look at the whole roof, and any one of the Rosie certified roofers will come out and take a look at it and give you an assessment for free. Let's just find out what condition we're in. We've got to get the roof leak stopped. The patio is a flat roof. It's leaking, and it's finding its way to that light fixture at the junction box, which is a hole in the drywall. So that's the first place the water is going to find to escape, and that's where it has. It's saturated to the point now pieces of the sheetrock have gotten wet-logged and soggy, where now you've got pieces falling down. Don't try and replace any of that ceiling until you get the roof leak fixed. And here's how I would go about it. I would take all the sheetrock down, and I would get the roof fixed. And whether you do that yourself or you have someone to do it, but then I would wait a rain or two to make sure, in fact, that it doesn't recur in a rain situation. There's other ways to short cycle that and trick it. Sometimes we'll take a little lawn sprinkler that you buy at your Ace Hardware store down at the corner, put a hose, and just put a rainbow type oscillating lawn sprinkler up there, and it could, in the attempt that it kind of simulates a rain, but it's not the best. There's no better test than an actual rain, particularly the rains that we got this last month, where you would get an inch over 30 hours. That's a lot different than the rain we're going to get in hopefully July and August. These winter rains are much different. They manifest much different problems than a monsoon. Let's get the roof assessment. Let's determine if we're going to pay the roofer to fix it or if we're going to try and tackle it ourselves. Let's get the drywall taken down. I don't think I would try and patch very much of that drywall. You could take half that ceiling down, but I'll tell you that getting it patched and matched and not making it look like a patch and match can be hard. I would just take it all down, get the roof fixed. And then at that point, you'll go back and you'll rehang, tape, and texture the sheetrock. Now, when that's done, I would tell you to use exterior acrylic paint, okay, and apply two coats. Once the second coat has dried, you will take paintable silicone caulk and go around the perimeter of the drywall ceiling. And where it butts into the stucco wall of the house, where it butts into the barge rafter of the outside of the patio edge, you will caulk that seam. Let the caulk dry, come back with a small brush, and finish cutting that in and painting it. You are then, and I would do the same thing, I would take the light fixture down, and I would caulk right around that light fixture in the junction box and the edge of the sheetrock. But the edge of the sheetrock is a sponge. And when the monsoon season moves in here, and we're dealing with 45, 60, 70, 80% humidity under multiple days in a row, that drywall is absorbing all that moisture, becoming a sponge. Then it dries back out in September, and the moisture has nowhere to go except out the surface. Then the sheetrock starts delaminating, the texture starts falling on the ground, the tape starts hanging, and it all needs to be repainted again. That little caulk trick around the junction boxes, around the perimeter of the sheetrock, will extend the life of any exterior drywall painted ceiling by at least twice the lifespan if it's not done and not done correctly. So I hope that helps.